Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%.
Baby,
I know what it is.
We're hitting the robot.
We're hitting the robot. And you know, we're hitting the robot and we penetrating to the paint. Because you know, we giving them Miss 100%.
Stink face bitches.
That's right. So if you want some stink face, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, to get some of that good old-fashioned stink face, 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site. Also, Facebook, Twitter, Meet Me, Smooth Drama. That's who I am. But I know you really ain't trying to catch me. You ain't trying to check for me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host so you can be one of her subjects because she is the queen of the little people. So, queen, tell them where they can catch you.
All right. They can hit me up at Miss 100% Spell Out, all lowercase, at yahoo.com. They can follow me on Twitter. That's at the number 100%. Or they can catch up with me on Facebook. That's a capital M, small s. 100% spelled out on Facebook.
And that is 100% correct?
That is 100% accurate.
All right, my bad. I don't want to take your words out of your mouth. And, of course, y'all know tonight is Special Helmet Night. That night where we talk about those people who deserve special helmets that are one size too small, just so we can crush their little heads even smaller than they already are. And, you know, of course, I can't go without starting off with my favorite state of
Florida.
You know, in Florida, I'm just thinking maybe we just need a special Florida helmet.
I think we're going to do a special edition, a special Florida edition where everything has to do with Florida.
I can do that.
See?
Wouldn't be that hard.
That's why I make the big one.
Anyway, in Florida, I guess you can have sex on a restaurant table with people in there. I guess this couple, Jeremy Tadlow and Tiffany Lynn Bargainier, whatever the hell her name is, they was getting busy on an outdoor table at an Orange County restaurant, just making it happen in full view of everybody.
Wow.
And to make it even worse, is they tried to walk off without paying their bill, which is like $101.
Wow.
And he wrote a check that contained the word no.
Oh, my goodness. They smoking them damn bath salts. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Damn bath salts.
Now, they got charged with refusing to pay the tab, but not for having sex on the table.
So you can get away with it.
Yeah, I guess in Florida, you can have sex on the restaurant table and it's all good.
So me and my man, we're going to take a trip to Disney World or SeaWorld or something like that. We're going
it's Disney World down in Florida.
Disney World. So we go stop at every Applebee's that has sex on the table, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to make our own documentary.
Now you know you black, you gonna be doing 3 to 5. You know that, right?
Yeah. Just thought about that.
Yeah, you.
Fresh that idea.
Yeah. And I don't want to be talking about, 100 to be out in 3 years. And
four years, 2 years for each cheek. It's like, that is against the law. Anyway.
Speaking of going to jail. Man, I try, we try not to get racial, even though you can't help it. Jabulani Nkube assaulted his wife because she saved the best parts of the chicken for herself. See, she served him chicken for dinner. He got the gizzards, the wings, and the drumstick. He was cool with that until he saw that she saved the breast and a drumstick for herself. And I guess he was like, oh, no, she didn't. And so I had to take her to task over chicken. I didn't want to talk about this, but it just, could Chris Rock save your man the big piece of chicken?
All right, I'm just saying it. All right, for all you silly motherfuckers out there that got all hasty and ignorant with Mary J because she sang about a chicken sandwich for Burger King, why the fuck y'all ain't all over this? Like, this man assaults his wife over a piece of chicken, but Mary J sings about loving chicken. She ain't beat nobody up, but you mad at her. What the fuck? Like, what, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe because Mary J is probably prettier. So you want to talk about it because she's pretty?
Oh. Yeah.
That's all I got. and since I'm being dyslexic on this track here, I got to talk about the man who had who was aspiring to take Richard Gere's spot in the category of the most violent thing stuck up your ass.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, Errors of Man in Shanghai, China, who had a dildo removed from his intestines.
Wow, getting up in the gut.
Right, I mean, it wasn't just stuck in the butt. It was all the way in his intestines.
So he got it. It got lost.
Yeah, and the thing is, it was a 9-inch long, 3 inches wide dildo. So, I mean.
He a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast. Because we talking about, the doctor said if we didn't remove it, he was going to go into critical condition.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I could speculate on what happened. You know, the whole what had happened was, because you imagine you got to go to the doctor. It's like, you know, I guess when the wife was pushing it in and whatnot, she lost track of it.
And that means that,
yeah,
more than just that dildo was up, her damn arm was in there.
Right.
Wow.
And they had to go to the doctor and talk about that.
Mm.
That's the conversation that I wanted to hear. I mean, something stuck in somebody's ass, I'm sure that happens at the hospital all the time.
Wow.
I just would like to have been there. He, like, go to the doctor, and, you know, you're at that window, and you're like, and they're like, so can you tell us what's wrong with you? And he's like, dildo in my ass. He's trying to whisper so nobody will hear. And, you know, the woman behind, what did you say, sir? You had a dildo in your ass?
Ha ha ha.
anyway. Oh, that was just too much for me to comprehend there. A dildo in the bootay. You wonder sometimes what is up with people. I have never understood it. I mean, the whole urban legend with Richard Gere, I've tried to understand that too. And I guess it's just one of them special things that some people do. I myself would recommend that you don't do it. And let that be it. So, anyway, it seems we have lost Ms. 100% here for a minute, but we will get her back here shortly. You know, in the meanwhile, I guess there was a little story where this guy came on ITV, and supposedly there was a so-called celebrity sperm bank. Because, you know, there are some stupid people out there who feel like sperm bank for celebrities, so I can get pregnant by celebrities would be a good idea. It ended up being false. Obviously, any celebrity worth their salt with any kind of quality representation would not be a part of this sperm bank, because how many lawsuits you have every time somebody's kid came down with Down syndrome or whatever, they'd be blaming you and suing you because you're the celebrity that they got the sperm from. So, yeah, it ended up being a falsehood, but the fact that it was on TV and they put it out there like it was real, it's kind of funny, kind of stupid. Do your research before you have somebody. I mean, I'm thinking that if I have a TV show, I'm going to know who my guest is. I mean, I do this radio show, and we know who our guests are. We don't have frauds on Smooth Drama. And you think TV shows, news shows in particular, even though we technically are a news show, although some people will say we aren't, but hey, we report the news just like you. So if you don't think we news, you can kiss my smooth ass. Well, you can't kiss my smooth ass, because I'm not going to invite none of y'all to my booty. You can keep your nasty lips to yourself. I just thought it was funny that they would have a celebrity sperm bank. And anybody who's interested in a celebrity sperm bank, I have to look at you funny, because I would think that there is something wrong with you. You need to go ahead on, have sex with a regular person, a so-called regular person. I mean, I don't look at quote-unquote celebrities as different kind of people. I just think of them as people. They're so-called celebrities. They're people like us. So, you want some sperm? I know a lot of people that will donate sperm to you free. You wouldn't even have to pay for it. Anyway. Oh, and speaking of deserving a special helmet, why in my great state of Florida is Joel Flores, who's been charged with 10 crimes in the last 12 months, he ends up being the first inmate to file a complaint because he wants dental floss. You know, now, obviously, in jail, dental floss can be used to strangle the hell out of somebody and kill them, so they don't put that out there. Obviously, Mr. Flores doesn't understand that concept. But the fact that he's not worried about his freedom, he's creating, I mean, he's doing crimes and he's worried about dental floss. It's like, homie, if you want dental floss, stop going to jail. And you can go to the store and buy as much dental floss as your little heart can take. I swear. I wonder. It doesn't surprise me that he would be out here talking about I want some dental floss when he should be worried about not committing crimes. You know what I'm saying, 100?
You should be worried about somebody not getting that ass. That's what you need to worry about.
Yeah, I mean,
so you want to get a makeshift dildo lost in there.
I know, huh? Woo, and on that note, since you always put the wrong kind of thought and visual in my head.
My bad.
Yeah, I gotta get it out of there. So we're gonna go on break here. This is Shy Stimuli, Green Grass.
I'm impatient. I don't give a damn until the holiday arose. Thanksgiving, Christmas. Meet my fam, come to my home. No thanks, shorty, I'ma chill and be alone. My lights got cut off, baby girl, I need a loan. Shy, you not my man. Damn, one chick I was digging. Thought she was the one tonight, I stayed inside the crib and felt like I could love her. We just talked all night and late. In the morning, she confessed she was engaged.
Wonder who's having more fun. You can have two guesses.
Together you got smooth fun. Smooth fun.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, Mr. S the N-Word. I am Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Shy Stimuli, Green Grass.
The grass is never green on the other side.
It never is. You think it is, but it never is.
Only in the movies does that happen.
Don't lose what you got trying to get what you want.
That's right. And speaking of losing what you got and trying to get what you want, our hater of the week, it's that time. I would say drum roll, but not even going to do it. He don't even deserve a drum roll. Our hater of the week is Louis Gohmert. Gohmert, whatever the hell. Republican out of Texas, who stated that the legacy of slavery in the United States was a particularly ugly moment in the nation's history, but that the situation now is even worse because, hey, we're farther from God now than we were then. To which I say, are you out of your fucking mind?
But wait. Let's put this in perspective.
Let's put it in perspective.
A white Republican from Texas. So to him, yeah, he feels like, oh, well, God has withdrawn his blessing because you can't own slaves anymore. So he feels farther from God. This is a twisted, sick freak that you're talking about. Something is definitely wrong with him. So he does not even get the secret. He's not worthy.
Well, I mean, but you see, it's we ain't even gonna talk about the racist part. We gonna talk about the owning another human part and being farther from God. What, you wasn't that far from God treating people horribly. I mean, if we gonna just take the slavery part out, even though we can't. But we say, all right, if they wasn't black folks and you was just enslaving innocent people.
Right.
That's closer to God than what we're doing right now. I mean, last time I checked, bringing the black back in it, as a black man, I feel good about walking around, being able to do whatever the hell I want to do, and not have to worry. I mean, because I know some white people, and I can actually look them in the eye and not worry about being shot or hung.
Right. You don't have to be called a boy.
Yeah.
You know, as a black woman, I don't have to screw a white man just because he wants me, just because he thinks that he wants me.
Oh,
I don't have to submit myself.
Yeah, I think, can't you go to like you can go to Krispy Kreme and go through the front door? You can go to a hotel, go through the front door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can use a water fountain. I use the same bathroom.
What?
And there's no such thing as white-only pie no more.
Yeah. Now, I mean, and that's the funny thing, because they don't see it like that. I mean, and this is all about being elected in power. Because I will give them the benefit of the, I shouldn't, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that he's just doing it because he wanted to play the religious card to his constituency.
Right. And you know what? That's the worst part of it to me, because there are quite a few white Christians that feel that you're not a real Christian if you're not a Republican. And something is really wrong with that. When you call, I heard a preacher say, now a world-renowned preacher say, that basically being a Democrat is wrong. It goes against God. So, you know what? How many more months we got?
I think we got like a month and a half left.
A month and a half left.
We got a month and a half left.
And all hell is breaking loose.
2012, be over with. The Aztec calendar is over with. It's a wrap. So we got, what, a month and a half to do all we need to do.
Right.
So I'm about to go, I'll say on the air, my birthday is coming up next month, so I'm going to wreck some stuff.
Mine is coming up too.
So we here at Smooth Drama, we just, next month, because it's our last month, don't get in the way. Do not get in the way. Because it ain't just Stink Face that's coming.
People don't have nothing to lose. So that's
right. And speaking of not having anything to lose, St. Louis Zoo had a Halloween ghost display that was put up. I mean, and it seems like it's nothing except for it was featuring 10 ghosts with black faces hanging from tree branches.
Wow. I didn't know ghosts supposed to have faces.
Yeah.
Ghosts are like in some torn up sheets or torn up curtains or something and with eye holes in it. But I've never seen a ghost with a black face. I don't know. So they're trying to sneak it in. But that's what they want.
Yeah, I mean, that's some scary stuff. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I still remember Billie Holiday's song, one of the hardest songs ever. It's in the top three all time, Strange Fruit.
Right.
And they decided to take it down after critics said it looked like a lynching. It's just the fact that you would put it up in the first place, hanging ropes and black faces hanging from the trees. Now, you see, this goes to a further problem where black life is so trivial to people that they can come out with our hater who could say, slavery was bad, but we're worse off now. And then you can have people who will put up what looks like a lynching, which is a traumatic thing and traumatic imagery to us because it happened to us. But to them, it's no big deal. See, I intelligence is on call. Intelligence, you lynching the black faces. From hanging from the trees. I don't see how that's, you could think of that and because it's not offensive, because people aren't taught that that's offensive. But if you said anything about a concentration camp,
right.
And that's where we at.
Right. And yeah, you have committed genocide, basically. You've gotten rid of a whole race of people. And you don't feel, but you feel like we're further away from God. What about that? Like, you killed a whole race of people.
Are you talking about the Native American tribes that don't exist no more?
Native Americans, yes.
Well, that don't count.
We're closer to God, Ben.
Yeah.
What God are you talking about?
No, the revengeful God that killed people so that you could take land because he chose you. That one.
Wow.
Yeah. That cool dude.
That's not accurate. But because I'm ready to go in on that whole God thing, but I'm going to leave that alone because there ain't enough time in this segment to even break that whole thing down. But
I mean, there's nothing that needs to be broken over that. I mean, it's real simple that people, I'm not even going to say insensitive, because that's giving them the ignorance in what they think is not ignorance.
And this is the hater segment, so that's all that is just pure hate, just flowing through your veins. You know what? To be honest with you, I feel really sorry for a person who hates other races because of the pigment, of the pigmentation in their skin.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for them. And, I mean, I wish nothing but cancer and tuberculosis.
I'm just saying, that must be a very miserable existence for somebody to walk around constantly in anger and rage over...
No. See, that you're going to give yourself a headache. You trying to understand stupid people.
No, I'm not trying to understand. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, we ain't even going to sympathize. Because stupid is and stupid does. That's why we give out special helmets.
Yes. So, thank you, Lizzo.
For the haters, two sizes too small.
But don't think something.
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of stupid people, Timothy Keurig, who's a straight Christian man, he comes out and pretends to be gay for a year. You know, I guess he had a lesbian friend who 4 years ago told him how the family rejected her when she came out, and he decided, well, you know what? I'm going to do it. He said, I feel God really kicked me in the gut. She was crying in my arms. And instead of me being there for her, I was thinking about all the arguments to convert her. So he decided to go undercover and come out as a gay man. Yeah.
Wow. So did it teach him anything?
I guess he found out that people hate gay people. It's like... You didn't even have to do that.
All you had to do was look at himself in the mirror, and he would have known that.
People, it's so stupid that you would go through that just to say, oh, yeah, they really do hate you when you say you're gay. Like, really? You don't believe it? I mean, it's sort of like, you know, when they did that stupid movie Soul Man, where they had the dude in blackface and he pretended to be black and people treated him different. It's like, yeah, we already know that.
Right.
We wasn't lying. We don't need to make it up.
And you know what really trips me out? It's this day and time that there are people who still do not realize that this is wrong. And they're amazed at how black people are treated, or they're amazed at, you know, that prejudice and racism still exists. And it's like, listen, pull your head out your ass and pay attention. Where have you been all this time? Come on.
Y'all, you playing. That don't happen.
Okay.
Yeah, and speaking of stuff that happens, I mean, if he wanted to do something, and he wanted to focus on something that was very, very important, what he could have done is talk about the Boy Scouts. I don't know if you saw, but they They made the Boy Scouts release their files on suspected child sex abusers.
You know what?
Yeah.
When I heard that, that really pissed me off, because here it is. You have file. Think about it. You have files on child molestation.
Oh, well, hold on. No, it's 14,500 pages of secret documents.
That's what I'm saying. This is some bullshit to me. You, instead of taking care of the problem, you keep a file and say, okay, well, Mr. Avery, he molested Jimmy again, so let's type that up and stick it in the file, and we're going to do so, just so that we can have it down that's what happened. I mean, what the fuck?
1959 to 1985.
So are they trying to say nothing happened from 86 to 2012?
Oh, well, they're fighting to keep the 59 to 1985 files away. We ain't even talking about 86 to now, because, you know, that's probably a whole nother 30,000 pages. They're in the legal battle right now to keep them records sealed, because, of course, we don't want the truth.
Right.
I believe the thing is, you can't handle the truth.
Wow.
So they say.
I remember my mother saying, because I wanted to join the Girl Scouts, because, you know, at that time and at that age, you know, that was the thing. You either join 4-H or you join something in school, or you do the Girl Scout thing, you know. And I wanted to, and my mom, she just kept telling me no. And she said very clearly, just because something seems like it's okay to do doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do, you know. And you just can't just join every group that you think is okay. And later on, as I got older, I realized there was, in Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, a lot of kids were taken advantage of. And it was like nobody was really shocked by it, or it wasn't anybody that was actually trying to stop it. It's like a child molestation myth.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the things that in talking to a homie earlier, people can't take the honesty. Honesty is not something that people can like. That's just the bottom line. And speaking of honesty, oh man, Flavor Flav, it's like, you know, I like Flavor Flav, but he's a woman beater. I mean, what he did, assault with the deadly weapon and battery, is what he was charged with. But in beating on his fiance because she caught him cheating, and when her son, in trying to get him off, I mean, I guess he beat on her, ripped the earring out of ear. I mean, he was beating on her something fierce. And he ended up chasing the boy with a knife, kicking down the door when the boy locked himself so, you know, Flavor wouldn't stab him, kicking down the door and threatening to kill him with the knife. I mean,
he's a hot mess.
He's not even a hot mess. I mean, there's nothing lower than the abusers and the woman beaters. I mean, you're lower because you're taking advantage of somebody that you shouldn't be taking advantage of.
And this is what amazes me, really, really quickly. What amazes me is not just with him, but with other men, not even just celebrities. When women know, because it's out there in the community, it's common knowledge that this guy is a woman beater, this guy is on drugs, he's not a good person, but for some reason, women flock to these types of men thinking, oh, well, he got this, he has that, he's a target because he wants somebody. This man has got more pussy than I don't know what and why. Only because of his celebrity. If he was just a regular person, would they keep going at him like that? No, probably not, because he's not, you haven't noticed, not the most attractive guy, you know, and he's sort of annoying. But why would you keep going after men like this, women, when you know that you've seen the bruises, you've seen what he's done to other women, but for some reason, oh, it's not going to happen to me because I'm better than her. So, yeah, he's not going to do me like that. But it never fails. So that's the thing that baffles me.
It baffles me, too. On that note, while we're baffled, we're going to go on break. This is the Houston Rockets, the Beast.
I'm a beast, like Ultron the Sega G, King with the mean Joe, green rhyme team. Scene gets painted like directed on screen. The best scene picture, the best known feature. Mashing in the game like sex under the bleachers. Type in your keyboard, blog phones or tweeters. Spitting white data, cause styles is more leaner. Fat free rap, 95% meaner. The other five is nice, printed back to my demeanor. The heart of testing niggas, run to the cylinder. Run from the monster, deliver John Dillinger. Bank on the beast, mastering the piece. Artwork, clockwork, we hungry for the heat. Carnivore, meat cat, bungee on the sheet. Free ball, my pen stay loose. Rook, take your bishop like you got the juice. I beat blast with monster truck raps. Crush any song with your name attached. Hardwood classic, pull up a chair like Kobe dropping 61 in Madison Square. Take my show on the road to the Toyota Center. Challenge all bottom feeders and contenders. Rockets, red glare, silhouettes in the sky. We wild like stick up kids, so get them high. We gunners on AI and Rudy Gay. Bucket blocks up the west wing like Shane Battier. Blow spots and it's only the sound check. Motion stay constant like we're running the flex. Diamond and one, I'm still calling clear route. Unstoppable unless they bring in like beer out. The freshest, selective, and impressive. Beast one of a kind, no, my Monte Ellis.
I'm a beast, king of the bang. Gorilla pimping and swang. Predator the prey when I unsheath the slang. Either east of the game or leave it deep in the flames. Beat killer back with a track, with a reef, with a claim. Ought to have my name legally changed. That nigga did and did the damn thing. Keep banging claws. Rearrange your jaws, make you pause on it. Players need to change your draws. Yeah, shit was scared, witness fair. Cola, prison, cola, he just went there. King of the jungle, leave him to wonder. How every step he takes creates thunder. Can't be caged, the card of his age. It's amazing how he engages his thoughts on the page. Nobody's allowed within 20 feet. Leave a sign on the entrance, don't eat the seat.
Together you got to smooth bumper, smooth bumper.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. S. The N-Word. I am Miss 100% Queen of Little People, and that was Houston Rockets, the Beast.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
It is
that
time of the evening.
Uh-oh.
Where we talk about our dumbass of the week.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I was a fool.
Oh, our dumbass is Terry Graham, mother who breastfeeds her dog. Feel complete.
Did you say her last name was Graham?
Terry Graham.
Graham. I thought you said Greyhound. Greyhound, like the dog Greyhound. Is anyway.
Yeah, that's just me. I'm just shook by the fact that she's a mother of two, didn't breastfeed her kids, but she is fulfilling her, what she calls, maternal desire by breastfeeding her.
Okay.
Huh?
Hey. Enough of the bullshit. She's a nasty ass helper. If she'll complete my ass, she's getting off on that. That is bestiality. She letting a dog suck on her titty, and she getting off on it. I'm sorry. I mean,
Spider. His name is Spider.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, she said some people might consider her a freak, but she insists that her breastfeeding nourishes her dog. It makes her feel like a better mom. Now, mind you, it's a 9-year-old dog.
Oh.
Yeah. I said it. 9 years. This is not a young dog. This is an old-ass dog.
So just imagine how long she's been doing.
I'm trying not to. I am trying not to.
A dog breastfeeding on a woman without biting her nipple off.
He's learned. Over time.
Over time, she told him.
Right.
Wow.
I'm saying she, you know, she had to teach him how to lick the nipple right. It is just talking about it, it's making my stomach hurt.
I just feel like all of a sudden I just broke out in a cold sweat, and my pulse started racing, and I just start feeling so ill.
I mean, it's something that makes it makes me itchy. Because it's like, it's a woman, and she's like, yeah.
So, please.
Yeah. That's a whole lot to take in.
Wow.
Sort of like over in Sweden, I guess they had a die alert. Because I guess they're over in Sweden, they were dying pork and selling it as beef.
Wow.
Yeah. It had been sold to several Swedish retail outlets, including restaurants. They've been removing it.
Have you ever eaten pork? Because I know you don't eat pork at all.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up eating it. I gave up beef and pork. Long time ago, though.
Okay, so but you remember the taste between beef and pork, right?
Yeah, remember the smell and everything.
You remember the smell, the texture, all of that. Pork cooks a lot quicker than beef.
Right.
It's just what? Like, come on.
Well, I mean, think about how dangerous that is, though.
Yeah.
Because if it's pork instead of beef, you know, people have beef medium rare.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's one of them things. I'll never understand it. But people have it medium rare. So they think that they're eating beef and they're pork. And so I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who may have, you know, gotten worms or whatnot.
Yes. Yes. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That's real serious.
I wonder how many people have died.
Well, I'm sure they're not. They weren't keeping track of it.
I'm pretty sure of it, but you know, because I'm pretty sure somebody has died because it's, or they thought, oh well, they have E. coli or something like that, and they could have gotten it from somewhere else, you know, because you can pick up E. coli from anywhere. But I just wonder, that's just so disgusting and wrong. But here we go again.
Yeah, what we're talking about here is potentially you kill people. I mean, not just killing, but the people who are sick. Because I'm a guess that everyone who ate there were some people who paid cash that you can't keep up with. But the people who paid with the cards, I think that you would have an obligation to contact those people and tell them what happened.
Right, and you said they sold to outlets too, right?
Yeah, so, outlets and restaurants.
I just see this as, I think they ought to go to jail. I see this as like a premeditated thing because there's a process involved here of saying, okay, well, beef costs more than pork, and we're short on beef supplies, so what are we going to do about that? And then, you know what I mean? It's methodical. And the die, like, come on, like, what? I'm sorry, y'all are going to hell.
Because it was dye that was injected. So, I mean, being that they were lying about the meat, who's to say that they sterilized these needles?
Right, right.
So that increases the risk of food poisoning.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all. No biggie.
Okay.
I mean, I know people don't care about what they eat because that type stuff is not important to some individuals, but it should be.
Right.
Check your meat. Check your food. I mean, I know people talk about political stuff is most important, but yeah, you don't eat political stuff. You don't drink political stuff.
And then along with that, just real quick, if the listeners can go to Yahoo and they can put it in, there was a report about grocery stores selling bad meat that they know is bad. Like, and I've seen it, like, in grocery stores that I've visited, they have a section where the meat is past its date and they're still selling it, but then they're also selling meat with a date on it that's supposed to be good, and they have it packaged as one thing, but it's something different. So it's not just in Sweden, it's here too. It's everywhere. Just be careful, or try to just wing off of me. I'm sorry, I like pork, I like beef, I'm trying my best. But
you're trying your best.
I'm trying, but I'm just so hooked on it, but.
Well, I mean, we can go back to the stuff that's supposedly more important to people than their food,
okay.
Which is Mercer University campus. They had a debate in the class and on their social medias because I guess there were some flyers that was calling for the celebration of White History Month in November and December, saying that since there is too much white history to squeeze into one month, we'll settle for two.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, now, me personally, it's funny because I'm like, so you want to take away the other 11 months that you have to get to?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
I mean, just thought. It's like I thought that we already was doing a year-long thing of white history. I thought that was just, we just call it history.
Right.
I mean, if you want to take away 9 months and give yourselves two, more power to you.
Yeah, have at it.
You see, and that's the reason why when they talk about America is not smart, the people in America are not smart, and the school system is failing them, it's situations like this.
And I mean, this is my thing. It's really hard for a person like me with a multiracial background to talk about stuff like this without being seen or, you know, people seeing you as a racist or, you know, something like that.
I mean, I'm not even going there. I wasn't even talking about the racism. I was talking about the fact that you want to go from 11 months to 2. That just shows that math, you wasn't paying attention. You got 11 months of white history and you're saying, well, we need 2 months, November and December, dedicated. Yeah, I'm just on the intelligence on call right there. I don't think I need to go any further. I mean, if people don't get that, then hey, 2 is less than 11. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. If they don't get that, they don't get nothing.
Simple mathematics.
And speaking of simple mathematics, I guess in Germany, there's an author of the award-winning play Clyburn Park. He had refused permission to a Berlin theater company to perform the play after learning that the lead character would be in blackface. So I guess the managers at the douche theater. I mean, it's
Sounds like a douche theater.
They said that the female African American character in the play was being performed by a white actress, and they would experiment with makeup. Like, you're really gonna say we're experimenting with makeup?
So you have a play.
Yeah.
Where the character is African American.
Yeah.
So you're saying that in the whole wherever you are, you can't find one African American actress to play that part.
Yeah, and it the guy playwright Bruce Norris said he was like, I'm taking the zero tolerance position, man. It's stupid. As he called it, an asinine tradition. You know, I guess he said, hey, I don't meddle in the cultural politics of other countries. But when my work and the work of my colleagues is misrepresented, I do. Quote, unquote. So I guess some people they're still saying there's no black people that they can find. So we just going to put some spray paint on somebody.
Okay.
I reckon it to the whole Tyler Perry thing. He can't find no black women here in the United States to do his plays, so he has a man do it.
See, that's not the same.
It's the exact same thing.
That is not the same.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
All right. I'm just saying that Madea could have been a woman. A black woman.
It wouldn't have been funny.
Why not?
Funny because you know it's the man.
Okay, but see, then their argument is, hey, this white woman can be funny doing this blackface because you know it's a white woman.
First of all, you have to look at what type of play is it. What are they representing? What type of message are they trying to convey to the audience? So it's two different. They're both plays, but there's just like there's different genre of music and different genre of movies. There's different genres of play. So this, I don't know what the play is actually supposed to be about or what it's supposed to be portraying, but Madea is a totally separate.
Blackface and man face.
No, it's not.
All right. Somebody, instead of a black woman doing it, somebody else is doing it. Sound like the same thing to me.
But
you can't be mad at blackface if you're not gonna be mad at cross dress face.
Well, no, because blackface is being racist, whereas a man dressing up like a woman to entertain people to make money, that's something totally different. That is not the same thing.
All right, but well, I can tell you as a man, I have not seen the humor in it, and all my male homies, they don't see the humor in it either.
But here's the thing. You can't please everybody. Everybody's not going to be happy with what you're doing. So.
And that's the argument. And note, for Ms. 100%, I am Mr. F the N-word. That was another Smooth Drama episode. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth.